MelanieCole.com.
It's time for Health Radio.
Health Radio.
With Melanie Cole. Do you think you need more stuff? We're such a country of collecting stuff and acquiring things and material possessions. And I'm one of these people that walks around my rooms of my house and says, "And what can I get rid of?" I am not a clutter person. I like things empty and closets organized. But you know, now there's this movement of living small. And I made a joke before because I'm 4'10". So I've always lived small. But this is really a movement that's a dematerializing, getting rid of a lot of these possessions that you don't need, you don't use. So what's involved? Is it really a tough way to live, or is it much, much easier? My guest is Lisa Conde. She's the co-founder of A Better Way to Italy, and she currently owns Find Yourself in Tuscany. It's a tour company for women traveling to Italy. Oh, I love Italy. Welcome to the show, Lisa. So tell us a little bit about this art of living small. You know, on Facebook, we see what we used to think of as sheds, and people are living in them now, right? And they look pretty cool inside. So tell us about this.
Well, it's truly amazing when you find out how little you do need and how freeing it is when, at least for me, I let go of a home and a car and, of course, the payments and insurance that came along with those things. And basically, I live in what I can put in two very large suitcases, but I go back and forth between the United States and Italy a couple of times a year. So I purposefully travel small, and I have found an exquisite amount of joy in doing that.
Wow. So you got rid of things, and I've often thought, okay, if I get rid of, you know, cable, and I get rid of this, and how much money I'll save a month. But then I think, but I like it on my treadmill, and I like to, how do we talk ourselves out of some of these things that we really just don't need in our lives?
Well, I think it's exactly what you just said. You start to understand what has a priority in your life, and then determine what really is just something you've always paid for or always had around, but is no longer serving where you are. And for me, a priority became travel. And I was very fortunate in that my children were raised, and I had no pressing responsibilities. And I had just come out of a long-term relationship, and I thought, okay, now's my window. But I couldn't travel. I didn't have the financial means to travel the way I wanted to if I maintained all the bills I had. So I did just what I'm telling you. I just put on a list what my priorities were, and then I made a list of what I could let go of.
What an interesting way to look at it. Now, what are you saying to people that are looking at those little sheds and those little houses, and can we live like that?
Well, for me, I do best when I don't try to think of forever, and no matter what it is. People will say, well, are you ever going to come back to the United States and not live in Italy? I don't know. You know, could you live in that shed forever? I don't know. But for the next year or two, it looks like a really good decision to make. And I'm all about that. And I think we get overwhelmed in looking too far down the road. If you just looked at what the next best decision could be for the year to come, for me, that has helped in letting go. And once you start to let go, you really realize how little you use, how little you need.
I think you do. And as I said in the intro, I'm somebody that likes to declutter, and I go to closets three, four, five times a year and pull everything out and either throw out, give away, or recycle as much as I can. And little by little, I start to get rid of a lot of things, even books and things that I just never look at and that I never use. Yeah. And of course, there's certain sentimental things that you just can't get rid of. So, you know, it's all about decluttering as well, isn't it? Just decluttering our mind.
That's what happens. And I think that you hit on something there. It's important to embrace that the memories you have, whether it's of your children, your parents, a vacation you took, those memories are inside of you. They are like a tattoo. They're not going anywhere because you carry them with you. You really don't need all the physical reminders of where you have been.
That's an interesting way to look at it, as a physical reminder. What do you say about pictures, Lisa? What do you think about pictures?
I scanned all of mine and was absolutely horrified when the bill came of how much it was, but it was one of the best investments I made. I put them all on, you know, just a CD that I have. How small is that? And when there are certain pictures I want to go back and look at, of course, with my children, the memories are there. But also I have found that I do a lot of that, particularly when I'm in Italy, of just closing my eyes and going back to a particular time that was so joyful and so memorable, and realizing it's still there. It's still there with me.
So if you downloaded those things, you had them put onto CD, as I did,
yes,
with videos,
yes,
and pictures. And again, I agree with you. I think it was so well worth it. Do you then did you throw out the pictures, or did you keep those pictures then?
I can't throw them out. I was ready to throw them out, and it was my daughter who said, "Mom, no, I'll keep the scrapbooks." And so somewhere, I don't know, I think they still exist somewhere, but you know, mine went back so far that the pictures were falling off the pages and yellowing and fading away anyway.
Yeah, no kidding. That certainly is one of those kinds of things that you look at, and, you know, the pictures. And I always wonder, if we put it electronically, is it going to save as well as something that, you know, that has been around for so long? But meanwhile, mm-hmm, what about actually taking that first step? Give us your best tip to taking that very first step to living a little bit smaller.
I would say it's what I said in the very beginning, is make your priority list, and just for the next year or two, what really matters to you the most? And whatever that is, how can you free up some time and some money to embrace that top priority? When you think that you're getting something in return, it doesn't seem like a sacrifice to let something else go.
How interesting. And, you know, it is sort of becoming a trend. And I wonder if it's going to be something that is, you know, is really uptaken, because it seems like even in the 90s, Lisa, that people were just, you know, it was just the opposite. You would acquire more and more and more stuff, right?
Yes, and you know, having lived in Europe, I can truly say that it's still shocking every time I come back to the United States at the size of the homes and the cars and just the amount of stuff that is available to us. And I think we get in the perception that to have all of it is normal. But if you live someplace else where that isn't the norm, it's very easy to see that we do overconsume, no question.
Well, we do, and I love the whole European model of shopping for fresh food every day.
They don't have
these pantries filled with,
right,
you know, processed food, and
exactly,
then they, you know, so that is really, now tell people in just the last 10 seconds here where they can find out more about you.
Well, I just launched my new website, Find Yourself in Tuscany, because I literally did find myself in Tuscany. And it's a tour group, tour company for women, small groups of women. And we do some life-changing experiences within the tour of Tuscany.
Wow, that is so awesome. I love Tuscany. Hoping to take my kids there in March or April of next year. So we'll see.
Oh,
but thank you so much. What a
thank you.
Yeah, it's just a great topic. So ways to live small. You know what? We all have too much stuff, people. You don't need to clutter up so much stuff. Go through a closet today. Do something to get rid of some of that clutter. It'll help free up your mind. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.